Okay, what do you say, guys? Let's get busy.
You've heard the expression, let's get busy.
Let's get busy.
Let's get busy.
Let's get busy.
Busy with what?
Busy, busy, busy.
Now get busy.
Oh, I'll get busy.
Well, I gotta get going. I'm busy with my radio show.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
All right, we've got something very unusual today. First time in my broadcasting career. That is not an exaggeration. We had a debate scheduled between two candidates for the Ohio House seat 95. This primary, we got the incumbent, Ron Ferguson, the challenger, former state senator Frank Hoagland. We had one debate already. And we asked Hoagland if you want to come back for another one in Ferguson, and they both said yes. Hoagland said, make it a little bit closer to the election. All right, fine. So we had it until mid-February now. And so here we are. And so we extended invitations to both candidates, to State Rep Ron Ferguson, the incumbent, as well as to his challenger, former State Senator Frank Hoagland. We heard immediately back from Ferguson saying, essentially, yeah, sure, I'll debate him anywhere, anytime, whatever. And, okay, great, wonderful for us, of course, and for you, of course, the listener as well. But for Frank Hoagland, former State Senator Frank Hoagland, there was no response. And so I sent a second text, and no response, and then a third, and we've sent email, even made a plea on my Facebook profile page, where's Frank Hoagland? To this moment, live here, Tuesday morning on Rock Hill on Big Willie 105.5, I don't know if Frank Hoagland is going to be walking through that door at the last minute, coming in here and having a seat that we have set up for him here in the studio next to Ron Ferguson. I literally have no idea. I double-checked my email a few seconds ago, text messages a few seconds ago, also with email, a junk folder to see if there, or spam, if anything was in there. I simply don't know what else to do. So we have set it up the way that we have set this up because, again, we don't know any different. Frank may still come in here. I have no idea. But Ron Ferguson is here for State Senator, State Rep Ron Ferguson, the incumbent, and we have set up right next to him. You can see this in the Facebook live stream. Just go to Dimitri, the Facebook profile page, and you'll see the Facebook live stream also on Big Willie 105.5, and you will see Representative Ron Ferguson, the incumbent, here in studio. He's the guy wearing the plaid shirt, and next to him you will see what it right now is. Well, frankly, an empty chair. That's reserved for former State Senator Frank Hoagland. And we have a paper and pen and cups for each candidate. And if Frank comes in at any point during this this debate, then we'll be more than happy to welcome him. Everything is already set up for him. So it's going to be apparently a really, really awkward debate, but there's only one person in here to debate, I don't know, an empty chair. I've never seen anything like this. So, Ron Ferguson, thanks so much for joining us, coming in here to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing today?
Good morning, Dimitri. Doing great. Always happy to be in here.
All right, great. I'm going to need to get this a little closer to you.
All good there. All
right. Yeah, that
perfect.
Would be a lot. That would be a lot better. So, thank you for joining us. I got a bone to pick with you. I asked you to send us some questions as well. You didn't send us any questions for the second debate.
I think it's more important for you to ask the questions. Whatever you think's important to the listeners, glad to answer any question. That's why I'm here.
Nice recovery. Nice recovery. Have you ever, and again, I don't have a dog in this, right? What do I care? This is not the district that I'm in. I'm in, did you hear that Ty Moore guy yesterday?
Yeah. Ty's a real good guy. Sits
yeah.
in front of me on the house floor.
Does he ever fall asleep?
Yeah, no.
Oh, if he ever does, get a magic marker, one of those Sharpies, yeah. and draw something really inappropriate on his face. That would be great. He'd love it.
He's a high energy guy.
Oh, is he? is he ever? That's my state rep. So I don't have a dog in this fight. This is the 95th. I'm in the 96th. But I must say, in my life in broadcasting, I've never experienced anything like this. Having a debate. One candidate and an empty chair. Have you ever had anything like this? Has this ever happened to you before?
No, I mean, as far as a debate, I haven't seen somebody that wouldn't really show up. Of course, so the listeners know, there's a group message. It's yourself, me, Frank Hoagland. We're trying to set that's how we set up the first debate.
Right.
We were trying to set up the second debate. He was responding, and even to the second one at first, we were trying to get that, you know, today set up, and then he just went radio silent on us. I'm not sure what the issue is.
Well, he also sent something. I don't know if you want to share this with the listeners or not. I don't know if you're comfortable with this or not, but it was bizarre. And again, folks, we're trying to reach out to Frank Hoagland. We want a former state senator, Frank Hoagland, a former Navy SEAL. If he'd rather come in on his own afterward, another day, I can just interview him. That's fine. If he'd rather not have me interview him, we can have our news director ask her, Karen Fatula, to interview him. If he doesn't want her, maybe he can bring somebody from his campaign to interview him. He can use our studios here. I don't care. But this was really weird, and I did not mention this at all. But because we still can't get a response whether he wants to come in or not to debate. Apparently he doesn't, or else he'd be here by now. I guess, Ron, share this with the listeners. This is breaking news about former state Senator Frank Hoagland. And I was trying to get this guy in the studio just to have another debate.
Yeah, so the last time we heard from him in our group text message, he writes, "If you were to do a second round, it would be better do it closer to the election when more voters are engaged." And just the way it was worded, I could tell it's not really the way he speaks. I've known Frank for years.
Right, but we did make it later. It's now in February, mid-February. So that's closer to the debate and people are talking about, or to the election and people are talking about this.
Yeah, correct. You know, he's sending mail. He's doing those kind of things. So, but anyway, he sends this. And so I just kind of suspected it was probably, you know, his handlers, the people that, special interest people that recruited him in Columbus, that probably wrote that for him. And then seconds later, this is the text message that's really shocking.
This is not safe for work, right?
I will not.
Okay, well, let me just explain for our listeners here. If you have young children with you as you are listening to this or watching this in the Facebook live stream, you need to put your index fingers in their ears so they cannot hear this. But you've got to just say it. I mean, because this is former State Senator Frank Hoagland's response. All we're trying to do is get the guy to come in here to, you know, have a debate or just tell us no.
Yeah.
Just respond. Just anything, for pity's sake. So, all right, you've been warned. This is not safe for work. Ron Ferguson, what was the text message that we all got in the group?
Yeah, so I'll read it here, but I'll also show it on the screen on Facebook Live. It says, "That's done. Sorry, guys. I'm just fired up after speaking with Miller, Bernie, Jack Daniels, and Brent. They and many others just hate that spoiled piece of S-word. He is not a teammate. He is an effing obstructionist." And obviously that wasn't meant to be sent to us.
My goodness. Now, because it is Facebook and we don't have the mirror image thing, you're going to have to post that.
Okay.
Yeah, because the way they're reading it is it's reversed. It's a mirror image thing. But I can vouch for that. And I didn't want to say anything. I did not want to say anything because I'm part of the group text. All I want to do is get the guy in here to have a debate with you. Mm-hmm. I mean, all I care about is good radio. And when I saw that, I was stunned. Now, let's take that out, because we need to analyze that.
Okay.
There was a reference in there to Jack Daniels, and I was talking to management here, obviously off air, at the radio station, saying, "Jack Daniels, my God, is he saying that he, you know, he's drinking Jack? Is that the reference here?"
No, it's at least, I mean, who knows? But I really would think it would probably be Jack Daniels, one of the state representatives at the state house. You know, very liberal, bad voting record guy. That's the typical.
A Republican, though.
A Republican in name only, as we call them.
Undocumented Democrat, then. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So who are the others now in this thing where they're cursing you out? And are you sure they're cursing you out and not me? Are you sure that's directed at you and not me? I hope it's directed toward you.
I think it's probably directed at me, Dimitri. I'm not 100% sure who the other folks are.
Who's Bernie? Not Bernie Moreno.
No, of course not. I got a good relationship with Bernie.
Good
Moreno.
Man. Good man.
Big supporter of his. He's a supporter of mine. But this is Bernie, I think, Willis, another guy that I serve with at the State House. I mean, somebody complete other side of the state. That's really been a lot of this race, is Frank's been unable to get people in the district to support his campaign. So he's asking outsiders. He's asking people in other parts of the state, really, to give him his endorsement. People in Marysville, Parma.
Parma?
Springfield, where the Haitians issue was.
Yeah, oh, the Haitians. Oh, he's very big with the Haitians.
Yeah.
Who are the other two?
I'm actually not sure who these other two people
Best
are.
Best guess? Because you know the insiders.
Brent doesn't even come to... There's a Democrat, Juanita Brent. I mean...
Well, maybe that's it.
Yeah.
I was stunned when I got that text. And it's a group text. So I got it. The management got it. You got it and all that. And I didn't know what to do with it, but I knew I did not want to go on the air with it because it just seemed... I don't want to say unfair to former state Senator Frank Hoagland, but I mean, my God in heaven. Actually, the first, I really did think it was a drinking reference when he said Jack Daniels. I didn't realize there was actually a rep named Jack Daniels, though, as well. When you saw this, what did you make of this?
I mean...
Because you're an insider. I mean, you know the players. You know how all this crazy stuff works. Have you ever seen... any kind of a text message like that from a politician, especially somebody running for office?
No, I mean, again, it's a major, mistake, first of all, to be sending it. But, you know, it's really putting into words the frustration that he has. He doesn't want somebody he's like the rest of the Columbus insiders. He doesn't want somebody that's going to stand up for the district, that's going to put Eastern Ohio first, that's going to put America first. I mean, this is the last thing that the political establishment wants, and that's exactly who I am. It's who I've always been. I'm going to continue standing up for Eastern Ohio.
Oh my goodness, can you read that just one more time for listeners who are just joining us right now? And I know you've got to clean it up with S words and F words and all that, but it's still, this came from Frank Hoagland's cell phone.
Sure.
To the group, not just to me or you. This is the group.
Sure. So the text message starts out, "That's done. Sorry, guys," which I assume he's meaning to send it to his political handlers in Columbus, the folks that told him not to be here for the debate today, I'm sure. But then he goes on to say, "I'm just fired up after speaking with Miller, Bernie, Jack Daniels, and Brent. They and many others just hate that, quote, spoiled piece of S word. He is not a teammate. He is an effing obstructionist."
That is absolutely amazing. It is absolutely amazing. So I got to ask, are you spoiled?
Ridiculous.
Okay. I had to ask.
Right. Unless you consider having two happy, healthy little girls. I mean, that's being spoiled.
Oh, jeez, you do have all the answers, you silver tongued devil. You, Ron Ferguson, a very special guest. Again, we offered the same invitation. I can't. How many times did I? Because you were in the same group.
Several.
It was unbelievable to me. Even if his handlers would have just said, Frank does not want to be on with Ferguson, or Frank does not want to be on with you again, or whatever. Sure. It's like, okay, fine, I'm a big boy. I get it. I get blown off a lot by lots of different people. Mm-hmm. Not a problem. But the fact that they would not even respond, I mean, to anything. That's why, so, you know, here we're wondering, well, do we set up the studio for a debate? Do we promote the thing? And so we downplayed it because we didn't know if Frank was even going to show up.
Sure.
But we thought, okay, maybe he'll surprise us and show up today, so we'll have this chair here for him. We have his microphone set up. We've got the water cup, everything. We got scratch paper for him, a pen, everything. Everything's set up. Everything's here for Frank Hoagland, except Frank Hoagland. It's the damnedest thing. Now, we're going to take a short break, but you brought some information that you wanted to tape onto his chair, you're telling me.
Yes.
And so you can do that. And I have no idea what specifically that is, just that he brought some material that he wants to tape on Frank Hoagland's empty chair. And, we'll see what that is. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And then Dimitri Encore and Dangerously Local. That is 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time, Thursdays and Fridays. Big Willie 105.5 also on the River Talk Radio Network, which is 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And today, one of the most unusual Facebook live streams you will ever see on any radio station or TV station or whatever, a debate with only one candidate and an empty chair. Still still reserved for former state senator Frank Hoagland if he wants to come in. Frank, you can still get here, please. Anyway, you see that on the Facebook live stream, my Facebook profile page, Dimitri with three eyes. It's the one with more than 8,000 followers, not the fake ones with two or three followers. And also on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page. Tune in.